Just going to speak a few words about today's verse that we had in Bhagavatam class here in Budapest, because it was so nice. It's Dhruva Maharaj's prayers to the Lord, wherein he was saying, this is the ninth verse of the ninth chapter. Nunam vimushtamataya tvama yayate tvam bhavapaya vimokshanamanya heto archanti kalpakatarum kanupo pabhogyam icchante yet sparsacham niraje pininam. And the translation was, persons who worship you simply for sense gratification of this bag of skin are certainly influenced by your illusory energy. In spite of having you, who are like a desire tree and are the cause of liberation from birth and death, foolish persons such as me desire benediction from you for sense gratification, which is available even for those who live in hellish conditions. And here's the purport. Dhruva Maharaj repented because he had come to the Lord to render devotional service for material profit. He here condemns his attitude. Only due to gross lack of knowledge does one worship the Lord for material profit or for sense gratification. The Lord is like a desire tree. Anyone can have whatever he likes from the Lord, but people in general do not know what kind of benediction they should ask from him. Happiness derived from the touch of skin or sensuous happiness is present in the life of hogs and dogs. Such happiness is very insignificant. If a devotee worships the Lord for such insignificant happiness, he must be considered devoid of all knowledge. This verse was very attractive to me because it reminded me of the verse Srila Prabhupada most often quotes about Dhruva Maharaj, which is in the Haribhakti Shurudhaya. This sthana bilasi tapastito tam tam prapta vyadeva munindra guyam shloka. Which is interesting that it's such a beautiful verse, how Dhruva Maharaj is repenting that actually I was looking in the refuge garbage for some broken pieces of glass and I ended up with you, a Divya Ratnam, a transcendental jewel. He says, I'm so ashamed of myself. I really do not know what to say. All I can say is that I don't have any more such material desire to attain a perfection superior to that of having my own Brahmaloka, Super Brahmaloka. Same pastime. But that verse is not included here in Srimad Bhagavatam. But this verse is very similar. Dhruva Maharaj is repenting, and he's denigrating himself as being someone who's in Maya, influenced by your illusory energy. Why? Because you're a Divya Ratnam, you're a Kalpataru, you're a desire tree, and I can ask anything I want from you. But what is it that my desire is? My desire is for some sense gratification. And that sense gratification is available to those who live in hellish conditions. Here Srila Prabhupada refers to hellish conditions as the hogs and dogs. Why? Because later on, Maharaj Vrishabhdev will say that Svavidvara Hoshtra Karya, these are the stool eaters. To have to eat your stool is really hell. And there are both species of life as well as certain conditions in this world which already warn us of hellish life. Being a dog and a hog, that is a similar condition to what one will have in hell, where one may be made to eat one's own stool. In Bhagavatam it also talks about eating your own flesh. And Srila Prabhupada also points out leprosy as being a disease that is a hellish punishment, but it's hell on earth. So that foolish people who say, I don't believe in hell, at least they can see both these species and this type of sickness and understand this is already hell and this is what awaits those who perform sinful activities. So even for these species of life who are so degraded, who live in hellish conditions, sense gratification is available for them. So what about those people then who go to the Lord for sense gratification? Here Dhruva Maharaj says they're a maya, they're an illusion, they're fools. And interestingly enough, even though they're fools, of course, Krishna says, or at least Shukadeva Goswami says, that they are udaradhi, akama, sarvakama, mukshakama, udaradhi. Yeah, they're in illusion, but at least they're turning to Krishna, and therefore they're better than those who try to fulfill their sense gratification separate from Krishna. But nonetheless, they're still in Maya. And why is it that they're in Maya? Because Srila Prabhupada says they don't know what kind of benediction they should ask. They don't know, they don't have a proper value system. A value system can be exemplified, for instance, you have a diamond in your hand, in one hand, and a ball in the other. So a child who is only thinking about playing, he takes the diamond, bounces it on the ground, but it doesn't bounce. Well, that's useless for him. But the ball bounces, and therefore he's much more happy with the ball than with the diamond. Why? Because he doesn't know the real value of things. So in the same way, we need to actually assess and know what is the real value of things. And knowing the value of things is only possible when one has knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada says, if someone doesn't know how to ask for the right thing, he must be considered to be devoid of knowledge. So for this reason, we have Srila Prabhupada's books, we have all of his wonderful explanations, so that Srila Prabhupada tells us and explains to us what it is that we should ask, because Krishna can give everything. He's a Kalpataru. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he has unlimited potencies. Whatever you want from him, you can ask, and he will give. But the most valuable thing to ask for Krishna, and that's the only thing that devotees ask for Krishna, is Krishna's pure devotional service. Why is it that they ask for service? Because that's what they're already rendering. So a devotee who only asks for pure devotional service is rendering pure devotional service. And when you serve someone, that person becomes indebted to you. And it's a natural thing. Then when you become indebted, you want to relinquish that debt, because no honest person, no good person wants to feel indebted. And by pure devotional service, Krishna becomes indebted to the devotee. So he's very happy. If you want some sense gratification, you want a planet like Brahma, you want some other type of benediction, Krishna is willing to give that. But when you just say, I want more of the same, I want more of the same type of service in the association of Vaishnavas, then what can Krishna do? Napariham. He remains a debtor. And when you remain a debtor in someone who's given you everything, your debt is that you have to give everything to them. And when those people have given themselves to you, the only jayajatamam prapadyante, the only proper reciprocation, is that you give yourself to them. And this is why Krishna prefers to relinquish his debt by some material paraphernalia. But this higher thing, or this highest thing, then he doesn't readily give, but he'll readily give it to those who are qualified to accept it, who have that as their meditation. And how do we acquire that as our meditation? Prabhupada explains that one has to know what type of benediction to ask. One should know the value of things. One should know what the most valuable thing is. The most valuable thing is pure loving devotional service. A nice example of this, and you may have heard me quote this before, is given by Raghunath Das Goswami, who prays to Srimati Radharani on the banks of Radhakund, very much feeling separation from the divine couple, always engaging in their service by serving the Vaishnavas, by serving Radhakund, by chanting their names, by hearing and speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Padabhyo stavi varadhasyamiva, nanyat kadapi samyekira devi yache sakyaiva temana mostu mostu nityam dasyaiva temana rasostu satyam. Srimati Radharani also becomes in that. She says, what would you like for your unmotivated pure service? You can have the position of one of my sakis, one of my girlfriends, like Lalita or Vishaka. Take that position and become my equal. But Raghunath Das Goswami says, no. I offer my obeisances to your friendship. Over and over again, I offer my obeisances to your friendship. dasya eva teyam rasostu rasostu satyam. But I only want your dasya. I only want your service. Why? Because why should I settle for a lower pleasure when I get a higher pleasure? There's so much of a higher pleasure in being your maidservant that why would I want to become your friend? So if you want to give me some benediction, then give me the benediction of eternally and always being your maidservant. So this is the type of values that we acquire from our acharyas, to know that the highest position is Gopi Bhavatu Padakamayo Dasa Dasa Anudas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again says, Naham Vipra, Na Chanarapatir, Na Pivaisho, Na Shudro, Naham Varni, Na Gihapatir. All of these things he lists one after another. Don't want this, don't want that, don't want that, but Dasa Dasa Anudas. We just want to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Dasya Evatin, Mostan Mostan Ityam. So Raghunath Das Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, they emphasize this. Know what our values are. Acquire that transcendental knowledge to know what benediction it is that we want, eternal service. And by that eternal service, we get the most wonderful thing, Aham Sarvasya Pallava. We get everything. We get Krishna. And there's no higher benediction to aspire for than that. That is the teachings that we get here from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is directing us and educating us in that direction by Dhruva Goswami's, Dhruva Maharaj's wrong example of what to approach for, but by his right repentance. So we should always keep these things in mind. Hare Krishna.